Thank you for listening to Gateway City Church Online today. We hope this message will be a blessing to you and draw you closer to God. Here are some highlights and prophetic ministry from this service.
I hear the word of the Lord. You can be seated. I hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to break the season of anxiety. I'm going to break the season of fear. You've heard the word turnaround, but I would say I'm going to bring such a turnaround in your life. I'm going to bring such a turnaround in this nation, says the Lord, for I have heard the cries of my people. I've heard the cries, and I've bottled up the tears of those that have cried out for justice, for those that have cried out for healing, for those that have cried out for peace and restoration and reconciliation. And I declare that I am the God of breakthrough. I am the God of turnaround. And I am the God that brings a season of healing, a season of peace, a season of prosperity. For the Lord would say, just when you think it couldn't get darker, just when you think it couldn't get more difficult, the enemy has turned it up. But the Lord says, I have a counter strategy in this moment, says the Lord, to flip the enemy's plans in on himself and to bring a great victory. Hear the word of the Lord. A great victory and a great turnaround is coming for my church and for my people. So watch and see. In this season, your ears will tingle. You will not believe what I am about to do. I am turning things around, says the Lord, and a season of fresh joy and a season of fresh hope is on you. Receive it now, says the Lord. Believe for me now, says the Lord. And stop saying things are terrible, things are awful. Begin to declare the blessing. Begin to declare the good things that God has purposed. And watch and see that I will meet you in the place of your desperation. And I will meet you in the place of your faith. For I am a God of turnaround and seasonal change, says the Lord. I think we ought to give the Lord a shout this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let's go into the service for today's message.
Today's a special day, not just because we have a wonderful guest, which I'm going to introduce in just a moment, but because we're flowing together into something new. Now, I just want to talk to you as your pastor about what I feel over the next few weeks and months that God will be doing here. And today is very much a part of that. We're headed into our conference time, which is our streams time. We're calling this conference streams, and the conference is just a few weeks away, and I believe even every Sunday and every day between now and then, God wants to be preparing our hearts for us. The theme verse of the conference, if we could get that up, Psalm 46, next one, Psalm 46. I know I'm changing the order a little bit. There we go. Let's read this verse out loud. There is a river. Come on, everybody. There is a river whose streams bring joy to the city of God, the holy place. So this season that God wants to bring is a season of streams, of freshness of the Holy Spirit, and of what God wants to do. That verse actually is talking about the city of Jerusalem, which was a mountain city, kind of like Tahoe, way up in the hills, right? And, you know, most of the ancient cities were built on big, massive, impressive waterways, like Egypt there sitting on the Nile, and the great city of Babylon was sitting on the Euphrates. And here's God's city up in the tops of the hills. And where's the river? Where's the river? Well, the cool thing about Jerusalem, if you've ever been there with me or somebody else that goes to Israel, Jerusalem is fed from springs that come up underneath. So what this psalm is saying is, look, all you big shot cities with your pyramids and your great civilizations, there's a city, the river whereof, the streams whereof makes glad the city of God, and it comes up from underneath. And it reminds me of the words of Jesus in John chapter 7, verse 38. Because that city is a picture of your life. That you there may not be big, impressive things going on in your world. You may not feel like you're really established in the right place. But God is able, out of your innermost being, Jesus said, that rivers of living waters can flow from the Spirit that is inside you. There is a spring, there is a river that is ready to erupt in your life. And you may not be able to see it. It's a quiet thing. It's an unseen thing. But it is very, very powerful. And I believe the streams that God wants to bring every Christian into is a stream of healing and a stream of freedom and a stream of inspiration from the Holy Spirit, the prophetic, and hearing God's voice. And I believe those days are directly ahead for us as we head into this conference. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be talking about these streams. I hope and pray that you'll be a part of our services and live stream in or watch the services. If you miss a service, go back and watch it on our website. Track with us now and come with me. Come with me over the next few weeks into something very special. Come to this conference, October 15th and 16th. You have to register to be a part of it. You will receive prophetic ministry. We have prophetic call-out rooms where prophetic teams are ministering on Saturday, the 14th, or is it the 15th? Saturday, October 15th. But you have to register to receive prophetic ministry. So this is going to be something very special between now and then. Come with me. Let's go into this. And let's wade into the rivers that God has for us. Amen. What are the rivers? They are the river of healing, the river of freedom, and the river of prophecy. Amen. How many could use some streams bubbling up in your life right about now? Can I have an amen here this morning? All right. And so at the end of the service, I want to mention this now, that at the end of the service, we're going to be receiving our offering. We've moved our offering time to the end of the service for a few reasons. One of the reasons is we love to worship the Lord with our giving, and we like to sing at the end of the service and blend our giving and our worship together. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. Isaiah chapter 26 says this, "All we really want is to glorify the Lord." Lord, you're trustworthy. It says you're a God who does what is right. We show our trust in you by obeying you. And our heart's desire is to what? Glorify your name. Everything that you see, everything that is Gateway, everything that's going on here on three campuses, children's, youth, outreach, ministry, it all is for the glory of the Lord. We're not doing this for ourselves. We're not doing it to delight ourselves. We're on a mission to glorify the Lord, and we trust in him. Amen. So be generous as you give, and remember, we're going to bless Dr. Susan Richards, who I'm going to introduce to you right now. We'll bless her in this offering at the end of the service. As a part of those streams that I believe God wants to flow in our church, I have invited Dr. Susan. Many of you met her earlier. I think it was the month of April where Dr. Susan first came and ministered to us, and it was a wonderful, powerful time. And we've been building a friendship and a relationship. And I tell you, this lady is somebody very special in our life, and we're getting closer and closer, and we're drawing from the anointing and the teaching that flows out of her life. She is a fully licensed medical doctor, but God uses her in an unusual way. She's there up at Stanford University praying for people, and all over the Bay Area now in healing meetings, God is touching her. She's going to be sharing some beautiful things with you, and I would like you to welcome our dear friend back to Gateway City Church. Please welcome Dr. Susan Richards as she comes. Welcome, Susan. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Well, I want to give a very warm hello to all of you. It's just wonderful to be back here. I had the most incredible time when I was here in April, and it's just really special to be back here again with all of you. So many of you were here when I first came and learned about the medical ministry that I do in the Lord, and so that you remember that I'm both a medical doctor and an ordained minister, which is kind of an unusual combination. And for the duration of my career, I started out in the medical field with a very kingdom-centered medical practice, but the Lord has been moving me more and more over into combining the medical field with ministry and doing a medical ministry. And when I was here last time, we were just getting ready to launch our medical school of healing, which the Lord had guided me to after doing 6.5 years of ministry in the ICUs of many of the hospitals in the area, seeing just the most amazing supernatural miracle healings in the Lord and working with thousands of critically ill patients and seeing the crippled walk and the blind see and the deaf hear right in our own hospitals, and many more amazing healings. Just, you know, people who were clinically already declared dead and had flatlined on their EEGs coming back to life. People having burns dropping off their body, third-degree burns. So I had a kind of an amazing progression from doing all of this hospital and critical care ministry to praying for thousands of people all over the country and all over the world, actually millions. Our Facebook page gets about 1.5 million requests for healing prayer each year, just over the last few years. But the Lord was leading me into more and more sowing into the Bay Area. And when I was here last time, we were just about ready to open up our School of Healing, where we were going to be training people medically how to pray for the sick. And we actually, as of yesterday, have completed the whole first part of our training program, our pilot programs. We had 14 medical doctors who were training people from ministry, pastors, prayer team members, members of healing room, houses of prayer, and even some medical practitioners, how to pray for the human body by understanding how the body works, how it functions chemically, physically. And it was an amazing class. We had a great time, finished that around, actually that class finished around 4 weeks ago. And I just finished my class yesterday, which is training people how to pray for the sick and see these kinds of supernatural miracles that I've been so blessed to see with many thousands of people. We are going into a new phase now, which is, as of next week, I'm going to be offering an internship advanced training, which I'm very excited about, because I'm going to be integrating everything, the medical part with the practical hands-on prayer. But even more exciting is I'm going to be partnering with Gateway City Church, and I'm very excited to be coming to your church. And I will be doing actual training here. And it's really how the Lord is leading our ministry. It's more away from the classroom, you know, where people come to the school, and more moving out with the churches into the communities. And it's very exciting. I'm so thrilled to be bringing this to all of you, because most people really could use better health. How many of you here today could use better health, whether it's mental or physical or emotional? How many of you are perfect? Any perfect people here today? I want to see the hands. I never meet a perfect person. I meet amazing people. So most of us can really use more. And what the Lord showed me in doing all of this critical care medical ministry work that I was doing was that you have to pray for the whole person. It's really important to honor the fact that we are souls and hearts and minds, and that we live in these physical bodies. And the more that we can pray for the whole person, the more the person will benefit. We don't pray that way in the we don't pray in the medical field at all. That's a misnomer. But we don't work that way in the medical field. In my field, you're a part. You know, you're a sore back. You're a you know, degenerated disc case. You're a person who's had heart attacks. You're a cancer patient. And we kind of make people just be their parts. And the whole richness of who each and every one of us is in the Lord kind of gets pushed aside with, you know, our 10 and 15 minute medical visits. So it's really a blessing to be able to be integrating this more and more. And so much has happened since I was here last time. As I mentioned, the school has been moving ahead, and we're moving into a new phase with reaching out and partnering with Gateway and doing our own program. And also, I've been ministering all over the Bay Area from Monterey all the way up to Vallejo doing healing events and healing conferences and just seeing incredible miracles of the Lord in doing this. Many, many people who, like the hospital patients I worked with, had very difficult issues, had strongholds, just weren't getting well. And that's true of a lot of people. People get somewhat better often with care, but they don't get everything that they need. And illness is just something that the enemy created to keep us from the Lord. There is no other purpose for disease and illness. It shouldn't really exist. If people were given and experienced the kind of health and wellness, the radiant health that the Lord created each of us to experience, we would be living in total joy, peace, love, every minute of every day, because we would be feeling His presence in our lives. Illness is there to make you miserable. There's no other reason for illness. It's there to cause suffering. And we all know that God does not do this. The Lord only wants us to be uplifted in Him and to live the lives that we're meant to have. So I feel so blessed to be working in this medical ministry and starting to see the Lord combining this more and more, because it uplifts people. It makes it easier to heal. One example that I like to share with people is the whole issue of pain. Everywhere I go, it's one of the main things that people complain about. I hear about all kinds of things. When I do these healing events, people come with low energy, they come with cancers, they come in wheelchairs, they come with autoimmune conditions. But pain is kind of a constant across a lot of people's lives. I was doing an event last night in Palo Alto, and almost every hand went up when I asked about that. I was asking for people to let me know what they needed prayer for, and pain was right up there at the top. But it was, everybody had a different reason for the pain. It was, disc degenerated, disc degeneration in the low back. It was knees with no cartilage, where the cartilage was worn away and the person could hardly walk. It was, cancer will often cause pain. Heart disease can do that if you have angina. Mental and emotional illness is one of the most common causes of pain in our society. The number of people on mood-altering drugs is staggering. It's such a high percent. And it is somewhat helpful. I mean, it helps people to get along. But it's nothing compared to how you feel when you are healed by the Lord and you have healthy brain chemistry along with a healthy mind. I mean, it's unbeatable. There's no pain pill that I can prescribe that is as good as the natural chemicals that the Lord has given each and every one of us. We have a whole series of chemicals that He created, and they just need to be replenished. The physical centers of pain get traumatized around our lives through illness, through suffering, through struggle, through family issues, through job issues, and they're never healed. So it's, again, it's this bringing together of the medical and the spiritual, the body, the mind, and the heart with the Lord that can allow an even greater level of healing than any one of us can do by ourselves. This is a very precious time that we're coming into, because in doing the kind of ministry I'm doing, I'm seeing that the Lord is really bringing this amazing revival to the Bay Area. It's very precious. And I'm so committed to our area that this is really where I want to be spending my time. I am being invited to different parts of the country to go on, national TV shows. And I'm really just interested in bringing this kind of healing to everyone here. I'd like to see the churches be places where everyone is completely transformed in the Lord, where you come in here and there is no illness, that you're here to testify to the Lord's goodness. And that's where I feel the Lord is taking us. And Gateway Church, Gateway City Church, is a very special place where this is going to be happening, a very blessed place. So what I'd like to do is really turn the stage over to the Lord, because He is the star, And I have brought some testimonies that I'd like to share with you. And I'm really excited about them. They're incredible, just incredible testimonies of how the Lord can transform hopelessness and suffering into the love of the Lord, His goodness, His gifting, His blessing. So I'd like to go ahead and put the first slide on. And I will then just keep mentioning when to go to the next slide, because I do have comments on these slides. So this is a very special case. You're looking inside the ICU of one of the major hospitals in our area. And all of you have been in ICUs. Is there anybody that has not been in an ICU? So just a few people. So you know what it's like. It's a very serious place. It's a locked door. And you just don't enter into an ICU and, you know, it's not like an open ward of the hospital. It's regulated because the people are so ill and they're hanging on by a thread. And I have healed and done ministry in every kind of ICU there is. I've been in the cardiac intensive care, the medical ICUs, the trauma ICUs, the, you know, burn centers, critical care units of every kind. And so I'm used to ministering to people who are very compromised and again, just hanging on. And this man was typical. He would be typical of the patients that I shared with you when I first came here, where I've seen the Lord heal literally an army of quadriplegics, or quadriplegics who would otherwise be in a wheelchair for the rest of their life, unable to use their hands, having to depend on just, you know, using their mouth to, you know, give signals so that their wheelchair can move, to, you know, use a stylus, be restored. And this man is a very dramatic case of this. He was actually in a trucking accident that occurred almost at midnight, and he fell down an embankment and broke every single bone of his neck, his cervical vertebrae, every one of them. So every one of you knows Christopher Reeves. It's hard to meet anybody who doesn't know who Christopher Reeves was. So Christopher Reeves, when he fractured his neck and became quadriplegic and never healed, was what we call a C1 fracture of the cervical vertebrae. He had the highest up fracture you can have. This man had the same thing, except every one of the other vertebrae in his neck was fractured. He was a total disaster. He was airshipped to his local hospital and operated on, as all of these patients are. So basically, he was just walking hardware in his neck. He was rods and, you know, screws and, you know, plates, and sometimes they'll put cages in. It's amazing what's done in the field of orthopedic surgery now and neurosurgery. But anyway, he was then airshipped down to the by, you know, ambulance, helicopter, down to the Bay Area. And what you're seeing in the ICU is a man with a huge smile on his face. Now, how many of you who've been in the ICUs have gone in there and seen a big, happy, grinning, smiling patient who had just come in there waving at you, who happens to be a quadriplegic? So this man, in 2 days, was already moving. And the next picture, you can see he's starting to move his leg. And he only was in the ICU for 4 days, and he totally freaked out his doctors. They told him he was healing too fast and that he should slow down because he wasn't supposed to be doing this. He's supposed to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. But God had other plans for him. And this man healed very quickly, and he left the hospital walking with a knee brace on. He happened to be a non-believer, and he came to Christ in the hospital. His marriage was repaired. He had a completely broken marriage and a broken body, and the Lord healed everything. He walked out, every part of him, body, mind, soul, healed. So I'd like to go to the next picture. And again, this is another one of the patients that I prayed for who was quadriplegic. And just to give you a little bit of background about him, he's 16 years old. So you're looking at a picture of someone who is a teenager who, given the normal course of things, would be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, unable to move except his head and neck, unable to feed himself, use a computer, and basically not have any life ahead of him. And this is an active teenager. He was mountain biking. He became a quadriplegic because he fell off the side of a mountain and broke his neck and ended up bloodied and bruised in the hospital, unable to do anything. So the family, lovely family of believers who were really eager that he be prayed for, and it was amazing to watch him go through the healing stages. He began to be able to feed himself in the hospital and use a computer, totally based on prayer. But the most exciting thing was he was able to start walking, and this is a picture of him as he was starting to walk again. And we can go to the next picture, and there we flip him around. He's with staff at the hospital. And the most exciting thing was not only was he able to walk again, but I kept in touch with the family. And the mom, when she and I were having a conversation, emailing, she said, I have some pictures to show you of him. And she sent me some pictures that were awesome. And I want to go to the next picture. So now he's a mountain climbing quadriplegic. You're looking at a mountain climbing quadriplegic. Now I want you, and then the next picture, here he is at the top of the mountain with his mom. Happy as can be. And if you compare him to what his normal outcome would have been, that would have been Christopher Reeves, who had millions of dollars of care, the best care in the world, and he never walked again. He certainly wouldn't be climbing a mountain with his mom with a big smile on his face. And he never had his function come back. And millions of dollars, and he never could breathe on his own, he never could walk again. I didn't have millions of dollars, I just had the Lord, just, and I say that in quotes. The Lord with the prayers healed him and the man before him and so many people. I was just pulling some of my other pictures of patients that I've prayed over who've been in this kind of circumstance. And it's so precious because I just talked to him not too many weeks ago, and I happened to catch him on the phone, and he was just packing his car to go off to college. And not only was he going off to college, but he was going off to a college that is hilly. So not in a wheelchair, not on a walker or a cane, not even with a bike. He was going to a hilly campus where he can walk all over the campus. And it was just an incredible thing. I was really excited to hear that. He doesn't get any therapy anymore. He's just been totally healed. And it's been beautiful because we always want to remember that when the Lord heals someone, there's a whole family behind that person that is also receiving a healing and a blessing. Because when you have a loved one that is as broken as these two patients that God healed were, the family is 24/7 caretaking that person when they go home from the hospital. It's a full-time job. And the person is not able to do what they were able to do just a short time earlier. And it's a tragedy for everyone. So the ripple effect of the Lord is so beautiful because he heals everyone. The families are healed. The patient is healed. The friends are healed. Everyone praying is uplifted in the Lord, and our faith grows. Our faith and trust in the Lord deepens with this. So let's go to the next picture. And what you're looking at here is a little girl who is at a healing event that I did in Oakland not too long ago. And what is important about her to know is that this little girl has cancer in one of her eyes, not a benign tumor, but cancer. And she is completely blind in that one eye. She had one eye that could see. That's her mom with her, and you can see the mom is very moved and touched. What happened with the little girl is that we prayed for her. She got prayed for at the event, and God completely healed her right on the spot. she was able to start seeing again from the blinded eye. And we tested it by covering the eye that could see, and then she could read a little book that she had perfectly. And the mom took her back very soon after to the ophthalmologist, and there was no trace of cancer at all. It was completely gone. Completely gone. And in fact, the doctor, she told me the doctor apologized. Like, where's the cancer? We thought there was a cancer there. And I've seen this so many times at these healing events. I've seen the Lord heal blindness, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma. I prayed for one woman who felt a big pop in the back of her head. She was going blind from glaucoma. All of a sudden, her vision was restored. Same thing. She goes to her doctor. There's not a trace of the glaucoma. Again, what happened? Where is it? Well, the Lord healed it. Cataracts disappearing, macular degeneration. So the Lord's hand is so mighty. It's so beautiful. So let's go to the next picture. And this one is a very precious sequence of pictures to me. This is a 21-year-old man named Jeffrey. And you're looking at a picture of him with his grandmother. And he is the absolute worst case of cerebral palsy I have ever seen. And I've prayed for a number of cases of cerebral palsy. But he was so encumbered and impaired by it that he was functioning at the level of a quadriplegic from this disease. He was completely neurologically impaired. He had spent his entire life in a wheelchair. He was also blinded. So he could not go to school or really be trained to read, because neurologically, let's go to the next picture. I want to show you what the enemy had done. It's another picture where you're seeing he's just kind of, you know, impaired. But the last picture kind of says it all. This is how he was. Now look at his arms and legs. He's kicking his legs. He's kicking his arms. And that's his mom, Dancia, and she happens to be one of the students in our school. That's how I came to pray for him, because she brought her son to me. And the father, just to give you some example about how severe his condition was, both the parents are in the computer software field in the Bay Area, and the father had to completely quit his career and be a full-time caretaker for the son. And the mother remained in the workforce, and there was nothing they could do. He was 21, functioning like a 5-year-old. The father was strictly a caregiver. But I don't know how the parents were even able to manage him. Look at his arms and legs. When I met him, he was not still for a second. He was constantly flailing his arms and legs around, so you couldn't work with him. And I don't know how they even, you know, could do the basic functions. It was impossible. But the mom brought him to one of the healing events that I do, and I started to lay hands on him. And I prayed into him neurologically, which again is how the Lord has led me to pray for people. If you all remember when I was here last time, I pray down all the chemical pathways of the body. I pray into the physiology. I pray into whatever medically needs to be corrected, just as if I was praying in with the same detail that the Lord creates the body. That's the blessing of having the medical background. I understand the body with that kind of detail. But I also pray into the soul and the heart of the person. You have to pray into the whole person, into every part of them, their emotional needs, their lives. And so I started to pray for him, and he was really difficult. He kept tearing my hand off, agitating, you know, moving constantly, but I persevered, and the Lord started to shift him. And his parents could see, they were really amazed. They had never seen a shift in him from the minute he was born. He was always compromised. But he started to shift, and his system started to come into balance neurologically. And I prayed for him over about maybe 5 sessions, progressively, which I love to do. It doesn't matter to me if it's a one-time prayer with a super miracle or you pray five times against the strongholds, and it's a super miracle. It's all the same to me. It's all the Lord doing it, how He's going to do it. And again, I do want to say this to all of you, in your need for healing, in your need for prayer, it's all perfect, whether it takes one prayer or five prayer or 10 prayer. You're going to get healed. If you persevere, there's nothing the Lord can't heal. You will have everything that the Lord wants for you and created you to have. And He did this for Jeffrey. I want to show you what the Lord did for Jeffrey. So look at no more wheelchair. And also, he's praising the Lord. He's just sitting at one of our services that the mom brought him back to. And the next one, next slide, he's hugging a friend. This just all happened. This is all recent. Next picture. Look, how about that? How about us playing the piano? Look at that. He's now playing the piano. And then look at the next picture. He's wheeling a shopping cart through Walmart. And best of all, he's no longer blind. The Lord took away his blindness. And he can see. And for the first time, he can see books and he can see iPads. And his parents are now going to be able to teach him how to read and school him. The Lord healed him for this. So let's go to the next picture. And this is a little girl who's 5 years old named Analia. And what you're looking now, we started in the adult ICU. We're now back in the ICU, but we're in the pediatric ICU. And you're looking at a little girl who is in a coma. She's completely unconscious with severe brain damage. And you can see she's just out. She's in a neck brace. She had broken her arm. She had broken her jaw. Severe brain trauma and injury. They had to drill a hole in her skull and insert plastic tubes. It's what we call a burr hole in the medical field, just to extract fluid and blood. Serious injury. I've prayed for many of these kinds of patients who've been in comas with the burr holes, and I've seen healing after healing in the Lord. It's been amazing with no, you know, residual. So she was in terrible shape. Her father was also in the car crash. He had broken his femur, the big heavy bone in the leg. He had broken all of his pelvic and hip bones, and he couldn't walk, of course. So I started to pray for him, and he began to walk again very quickly. It was awesome. But she was a real concern, and the mom, the grandmother, the family wanted me to pray for her. So I was in the pediatric ICU, and here's another picture of her. And you can see she's in a coma. She's receiving oxygen. You can see her cast, and she's asleep. And this always reminds me of that scripture in the Lord about Jesus saying that the little girl, she's just asleep. She's not dead. She's asleep. And that's how I thought of her. She's asleep. So I started to pray for her, and she came right out of coma. And she had been in coma for some weeks. It was pretty scary for the family. And I want you to see what the Lord did. Look. Isn't that precious and beautiful? Look at that. And she was completely healed in the Lord. She was discharged a month early from the hospital. And I want to show you the next picture. This is actually pictures the grandmother gave me. Follow-up pictures. Look at, there she is with her dad, completely healed. And the last picture, there she is with her grandma. So again, it's how the Lord heals the whole family. Here you had two family members who were completely impaired by the enemy. The Lord healed everyone, and the family is just, you know, just an amazing family. So I want to end the pictures here. I could testify for days, hours, months with all of these amazing healings that I've seen the Lord do. But I do want to spend our last few minutes together in prayer with all of you. It's the most precious time for me is to be able to have us all pray together. It won't be the kind of prayer that I can do if it's, you know, a whole evening of prayer where I can pray down every chemical pathway for cancer, for autoimmunity. So today, because we're a service, it will be more of a blessing prayer, more of a prayer for your whole self. But I will be bringing in, wherever I can, the medical part, because it's very helpful, even a little bit. So I'd like each and every one of you to just go into that prayerful place of gratitude and appreciation in the Lord, just knowing how much He loves each and every one of you, each and every one of us, and that we are precious to Him. And let's all pray together. So, dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, I just thank You, Lord, for Your blessings and Your love and Your goodness. I thank You for Your presence among us in this wonderful church, Gateway City Church, just such a wonderful church, wonderful place of the Lord. And Lord, I know that each and every one of us here is totally loved by You, and that You hold us in Your heart, and that You want to uplift each and every one of us to live the perfect life of health that we were created by You to live. Mind, body, and soul. So I want to begin by praying for your mind and for your thoughts and feelings, because I found both in the medical career and in doing ministry that when our minds are healed and uplifted in the Lord, and that we are living in joy and peace of mind and His love, we are 50% healed of any physical issues. Our body chemistry is completely transformed when our mind is transformed. And this is because of the way God created us. The chemicals in our brain that regulate our thoughts, regulate our physiology, regulate our body chemistry. So when we pray for one, we pray for all. So, Lord, I just want to pray for all of my friends here today, each and every one of you, that the Lord bless you with an incredible healing of your brain and of your mind, that He bless you with balance and health. We have a three-part brain. We call it a tripartite brain in the medical field. And it regulates everything, your heart, your immunity, your hormones, your memory, your cognitive awareness, your joints, your comfort. Everything is regulated through that brain, that amazing brain that God created. So, Lord, I want to pray into the cerebral cortex, the midbrain, and the hindbrain of each and every one of you, and that He flow His healing and His rivers of living water into each of you, just bringing you back into that place of peace, of perfect balance in Him, of His joy, His comfort, and His love for you. He created you to have perfection in every part of you. Even your fingers and your toes, there's no part of us that is too small for the Lord and for His blessing. So I pray that He balance and heal wherever your brain has gone off at all and has allowed mood issues or illness to occur. I pray for the neurotransmitters of your brain, which have receptor sites in 100 billion neurons. We have 100 billion neurons in our brain. That's the main cell of our brain. And the neurotransmitters regulate your health and your mood. I pray for your neuropeptides, your neuroendocrine hormones, that everything be balanced. And if you have been thrown off by the enemy toward what we call inhibition of this, in the medical field, and you are depressed, you feel hopeless or low energy or victimized or isolated or despairing, that is not of the Lord, that is of the enemy throwing your chemistry off and impacting your life to create this. And I pray against this in the name of Jesus, that you not be burdened with this. And I pray also, if you're in the other extreme and you're in too much excitation of these chemicals and you're having panic and fear and anxiety, you feel overwrought, pounding heart, beating too fast, any of those things, bipolar, mania, that have to do with too much heightened brain chemistry, I pray that the Lord brings you into balance so that you're all where you're meant to be. I ask that the Lord take away any of these things that shouldn't be there, and that he bring you into that place of his deep love, his abiding love, his peace and his joy. We're meant to have peace of mind and joyfulness and energy at the same time. We're meant to have faith and trust and happiness. That's where you're meant to be. And I pray for that. I pray for the pain centers in your brain, that the Lord heal them, that he heal the chemicals that soothe this, and that you're brought into that place of healing where the pain just starts to soothe and become comfortable. His chemicals are better, as I've said, than any pain medication I can ever prescribe for you. He's created the solutions within us for all of these things. And I pray throughout your entire body, wherever you need healing from top to bottom, whether it's neurological and you have Parkinson's or MS or ALS or memory loss, I pray for all of the chemical imbalances to be healed. I pray for your upper body, your neck, your thyroid, your cervical spine, if you have disc disease, if you have chronic pain. I pray for your upper body, the heart, the lungs. I pray against heart disease. I pray against atrial fib, valve disease, asthma, all of these things that are not of the Lord, so that the flow of God's healing and love just moves through you, loving you, healing you, gentle and tender and kind, just releasing you from discomfort, giving you back your function, your immunity, strengthening your bone marrow, whether you have cancer, whether you have chronic infectious diseases. I pray that your bone marrow be strong and healthy, that you make the perfect amount of white cells, red cells, and platelets. I pray for your thymus, which is part of your immunity. All of your digestive organs. Our digestive system is like our second brain. We have the same chemicals in our digestive system that we have in our brain. And I pray, if you are struggling with acid reflux or gallbladder disease or diabetes, malabsorption syndrome, bowel elimination problems, the Lord can heal every one of these things. And I ask that he just pass lovingly and gently his rivers of living water, his streams of life through you, through every part of you, all of your digestive organs, your function, into your low back, your mid back, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, into the reproductive part of you, the bladder, and down into your extremities, into your arms and hands, into your legs, just flowing through you, healing your muscles, your ligaments and tendons, replenishing the cartilage in your joints, strengthening your bones, whatever you need. I just pray most of all, his love be with you, blessing you mightily, blessing every part of your life, bringing you into joy and peace, and most of all, his love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Susan, I want you just to stay here. Just keep your heads bowed, everyone. we're in the presence of the Lord. Susan and I want to pray for one more group of people here today. And just bow your heads and close your eyes, because I feel the Lord's nearness and His goodness. If you're here today and you somehow feel that you're far away from God, maybe that wasn't what you planned for, that you weren't trying to be away from God, but you've just ended up in a place where you're not close to the Lord, you're not connected to Him, and you just feel the weight of your sin, God wants to forgive you. He wants to heal you. He wants to give you a brand new beginning today. Today is your day. Today, God brought you into this place. And you need to respond to the Lord. You need the Lord, and you need to respond to Him. And if that's you, I want to pray for you. If you say, Pastor David, that's me. I need prayer today. Just while every head is bowed, every eye is closed, I need something new to happen in my life. I need Jesus. I need the Lord in my life. Just slip your hand up. I want to pray for you. Don't even be shy. Don't even hesitate. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you are, God bless you. I see your hand. Thank you. Just keep it up for one more minute. God bless you, sweetheart. I see you in the back. The Lord's doing things. Yes, you. I see you. Thank you. So many hands. Now we're going to say a prayer, and I just want everyone here just to respond to the Lord's goodness and to His heart. If you raise your hand, something's going to take place in your life that's very special. So I want us all to say this prayer, and we'll say it together. Can we do that? Just say with me, Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before You thankful for Your goodness. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins. I believe You're willing to heal me and forgive me. So heal me, forgive me, and give me an abundant life. Thank You for saving me and changing my heart. In Jesus' name, from this day forward, I'm Your follower, Lord. Thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Gateway, some people prayed that prayer for the first time, and I think we ought to let them know how powerful that is. And that is amazing. That's the beginning of something brand new for every one of you who prayed. And if you did pray that prayer for the very first time, I'm going to ask you to do something, because we like to know that. If on the backside of that card you've been using for a fan. By the way, our hero, Kevin Nagel, got the air conditioning on. He was walking on the roof. That's a prophetic sign that broken things are being fixed in our world. Amen. And so that you've been using as a fan, it says, I've decided. And in a minute, we're going to receive our offering. We're going to worship the Lord with our giving. And I'd like you to take a moment, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, and just let us know what you've done here today. What was your decision to follow Christ, to rededicate your heart to the Lord? However we can help you, we want to stand with you. How many of you love Dr. Susan and we appreciate her? So here's what we're going to do, and here's how we're going to do this today. We're running just a little bit over time this morning. The time just flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? We're going to receive our offering. We want to bring our tithes and offering to the Lord. And in that, we want to give something special to Dr. Susan. So if you would, if you've prepared your offering, just go ahead. If God's touching you to give a gift to the church or give a gift to Dr. Susan, put that quickly on your envelope, and the ushers are going to come. Guys, please come and let's receive the offering. We won't be singing this morning while we give, because I've got to share some things while we're giving. But let's pray over the offering. Father, thank You for all that we've heard and seen and experienced. Lord, we're asking that Your mighty hand would rest upon this offering. Bless Your people and all that You're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So guys, thank you for your giving. We do appreciate it. Susan, we love you. Tell her one more time how much we appreciate her. I have some special announcements. You heard Dr. Susan describe our new partnership and what God is birthing here together in our relationship. Dr. Susan called me and said, I would like to I like to serve your people. I like to work with you and be closer to you. I prayed about it. I felt it was really the Lord. And so next month, in the month of October, Dr. Susan will be teaching at Impact School of Ministry. All right? This has never happened before, but our Bible school, we're throwing it open. Now, we have a beautiful Bible school, Impact School of Ministry. You might not be a student. Not everybody is. But for this course, you can audit. You can jump into the course 3 Tuesday nights, October 18, 25, and November 1st. 3 Tuesday nights from 7 to 9:30, Dr. Susan will be teaching. She'll be ministering to people, but also teaching how to heal and how to pray and how to work as the Lord uses her. How many think that would be great, right? All right, so that's really special. And that's never happened before. To have a medical doctor teaching in our school about how to minister to the sick. So be watching for how to connect into that. You can see Pastor Carol, would you stand? If you want to talk to Pastor Carol about Impact School of Ministry, she's our director, and you can audit this course. Also, in January, the month of January, Dr. Susan will be helping us launch a brand new ministry. Now, this is a ministry that our elders know about. This is a ministry that our pastors know about, but you don't know about it yet. It's called Gateway Healing Network. It's a brand new ministry. It's everything we do with healing, everything we do with deliverance and freedom, and everything we do with prophecy. Once a month, every month, on a Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6:30, we will be having prophetic ministry, healing ministry, and freedom ministry here at the church every single month. You can bring your friends, you can bring your loved ones, and we're going to have Holy Spirit time with healing, freedom, and the prophetic every single month at Gateway through the Gateway Healing Network. And our first meeting is in January, and our special guest that month will be Dr. Susan. Come on, get excited, everybody. That is awesome. Hey. So we're releasing the streams into the city. Everybody say, release the streams. We are releasing God's healing, prophetic touch, along with other churches that believe and flow and move in the power of God. We're believing that God is transforming our city right before our eyes. Are you excited about that? Would you stand with me, everybody? I'm so grateful for our time together, and our worship team's done a great job. All of you worship the Lord and bless the Lord, and we had a great time. Dr. Susan, you blessed our church. We thank you so much for that. Elders, altar workers, would you come at this time? I'm going to speak a blessing over everybody just as we get ready to dismiss, and I want the Lord to bless you. So all the healing teams, if you need prayer, if you need someone to agree with you, and don't forget, sign up. Look, for two things. Empowering My Purpose, that's next Sunday night. This is about the Holy Spirit. You need more power, get into this course next Sunday night. All right? And then if you want to be a part of the prophetic call-out rooms and the conference, it's coming just 3 weeks from today. You got to get signed up and registered. Don't just show up. You have to register for prophecy, okay? All right, lift your hands, please. I'm going to bless you. Lord, using the authority that you have given to me, through the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your people with an open heaven. Lord, with the joy of the Lord that will become their strength. Lord, not just the healing that we've heard about and received today, but Lord, your joy that will fill every cell of our bodies, Lord. Father, I thank you for grace to make hard things easy and for life to get easier and easier and easier because of your mighty Holy Spirit working in us, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for abundant life. Bless your people now. Through Christ we pray. And everybody said, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap, turn, high five somebody, fist bump your friend, be blessed. Altar ministry is here. If you need prayer, come. God bless you. And if you're new in the church and you haven't been to our welcome weekend, there's a reception starting in 2 minutes in room 203. Join us, please, for a reception.
We pray today's message ministered to you. If you want to accept Jesus into your life, we'd like to help you get started on your walk with Him. You may reach Gateway City Church at 408-281-7900. If we can help you in any way, please call today. One of our